So it is a little interesting, isn't it, that we are not even 7 days from the incident in Buffalo where an 18-year-old drove 200 miles to go into a gun-free zone and shoot innocent people, which is terrible, right? We don't ever want violence. That's something that nobody should want. But it smelled fishy in the beginning, simply because 200 miles to do so, the amount of gear that he had, the copy and paste job from the 2019 New Zealand shooter, the fact that everything just smells too much like a fed op. And why do we say that? What is a fed op? It's a sound, a plant, a false flag, whatever you want to call about it in that regard. And I said that we saw with the actions by Hateful Kate, the increasing censorship moves that they're making. And really, this is the part that they wanted. Because this is by Mary Chastain at LegalInsurrection.com. House passes white supremacy domestic terrorism bill after Buffalo shooting. Now, all the other shootings that took place the last couple of weeks that were in black neighborhoods on black people, that's not domestic terrorism. But their laser focus on white supremacy as the chief, even though we read an article from Julie Kelly earlier this week that doesn't support, right? That doesn't support any of the narratives that white supremacy is the greatest threat to our time. We've heard Joey say it a couple times. We've heard everybody else say it other times as well. But this bill is being detailed by Mary Chastain. Let's get into it here. I should say that the bill passed along party lines because Adam Kinzinger is a Democrat. Well, he's a lib loser, whatever you want to call him. But that's neither here nor there. A white supremacist who should have been caught a long time ago because he was supposedly trying to murder people in his town. He was talking about it then. He committed this act, which once again is terrible. Nobody's saying it's a good thing. His purpose was to target black people. The Democrats used this opportunity to push through the Domestic Terrorism Act, quote, to authorize dedicated domestic terrorism offices within the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Justice, and the FBI, our fabled FBI that conservatives seem to still love. To analyze and monitor domestic terrorist activities, i.e. white people, and require the federal government to take steps to prevent domestic terrorism. You know what that sounds like to you and me, it should sound like to you, is pre-crime. That sounds like a setup for a pre-crime unit. So let's see, the domestic terrorism only means white supremacy in this bill. What does this bill create? Domestic terrorism unit in the Office of Intelligence, oxymoron, and analysts of the Department of Homeland Security, domestic terrorism office and counterterrorism sections of the National Security Division of the Department of Justice, and a domestic terrorism section within the Counterterrorism Division of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. So look at that. Federal government can't do anything right. But they can get some redundancy down, can't they? They got three different offices and three different bureaus just to make sure they get this one right. Put a lot of effort into it. You're not going to create three distinct offices if you're not going to use them. Reports, back into the article, reports submitted to Congress by said agencies will include an assessment of the domestic terrorism threat posed by white supremacists and neo-Nazis. That's what the bill highlights. White supremacists and neo-Nazis. Remember, everything's white supremacy nowadays. Going to work, gardening, having babies, all of it. Including white supremacists and neo-Nazi infiltration of federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies and uniformed service. So if you're a local sheriff, think about that. They're going to go after your local sheriff if they support a Second Amendment sanctuary. It's a complete top-down power grab of the law. The second thing, that was the first thing they were going to do. The second thing in the first report are analysts of incidents or attempted incidents of domestic terrorism that have occurred in these United States since January 1st, 2022. I'm sorry, 2012. Including any white supremacy related incidents or attempted incidents. Oh, what do you think that's supposed to have? Why do you think they gave them 10 years? Gave themselves 10 years. They're going to do all the stuff against Barack Obama. And then they're going to roll in January 6th. Talk about post, ex post facto on this. And finally, in each subsequent report, are analysts or analysis of incidents or attempted incidents of domestic terrorism, including anything in these United States of Amazon during the preceding 6 months. The preceding 6 months. Right now, it's the month of May. What was 6 months ago? Yeah, exactly. I'm surprised they didn't do 24 months so they could roll January 6, 2020 into it. Of course, once again, what was the highlighted thing? White supremacy. The reports must also have the numbers for domestic terrorism-related assessments initiated by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, including the number of assessments from each classification and subcategory with a specific classification or subcategory for those related to white supremacy. And then it continues on and on and on. I'm going to drop this article into the chat room because I want to skip to the end. The training to combat domestic terrorism only mentions, you guessed it, white supremacy. This is also in the bill. Requiring training services and resources, the Secretary, the Attorney General, and the Director shall review the anti-terrorism training and resource programs of their respective agencies that provide to federal, state, local, and tribal enforcement agencies. Meaning, everything that will be passed in this bill will be filtered down to all the way to your local police department. Let's see. The training and resources to assist state, local, and tribal law enforcement in understanding, detecting, deterring, and investigating acts of domestic terrorism and white supremacy and neo-Nazi infiltration of law enforcement and correctional agencies. So this is one of these areas, one of these things that was passed that is just the culmination of their agenda. They've been talking about doing a bill like this since before Joe Biden was installed. They have been desperate, liberals, Marxists, progressives, whatever you want to call them, to make the federal government the controlling institute of law, depending on how they want to interpret it. And their main target is white supremacy.